My stomach flutters. I've always known Birch. Winter Valley is a small town, and we spent our childhood on the same playgrounds and in the same classes. He says,
"You're bleeding."
Birch hands me my phone and pushes his Clark Kent-style glasses up his nose as he says,
"I've got something in my truck. I'll be right back."
My mind flashes back to our graduation night, and my cheeks flush with shame. It serves me right for wanting to show off the successful life I don't have. Birch squats down next to me with a water bottle and takeout napkins. He gazes at me, and I'm swept away by eyes that make me visualize what Arctic waters must look like.
"Can I wash your knee for you?"
he asks. I nod because I, Raven Lynch, voted most outgoing in our class, am speechless at the hands of the drop-dead gorgeousness Birch has become. He's wearing cologne that draws me in, and I inhale while trying to be discreet. Mother of all that's holy, I want to stick my nose in his neck and lick him.
"I'm sorry if I woke you," Rosa says when she notices the white bed linens pushed over to one side. Although, she's not really that sorry. Juan runs his hands through his dark hair and shakes his head.
"I have an early call in the morning, but I wasn't about to turn down a chance to see you. You want anything to drink?"
he asks, always the gentleman. She's been feeling this way for a few hours now, and with each passing moment, the craving deepens and becomes more profound. Juan takes hold of her hand and kisses the same finger.
"I was surprised when you texted. I wasn't sure when I was going to hear from you. It's been over a month. Has it?"
Rosa asks quietly, her breath hitching as he sucks the tip of her finger. He nods his head, his soft hair brushing against her hand.
"You've been filming here most of that time, right?"
Juan doesn't answer right away. Rosa watches as his lips suck the tight flesh, leaving a light pink mark. Her mouth falls open.
"I had no idea you were so adept at foreplay,"
she stammers. Juan continues to trail kisses up her arm, goosebumps forming as he goes. When he reaches her neck, he whispers,
"I left you a message when I was in Miami a few weekends ago. You never called." "My love,"
Killian breathed as their fingers brushed when he released his grip.
"Your Highness."
She offered him a deep curtsy, turned and strode away, leaving Killian alone.
Good gods, how does she manage to do that? Leave me so off balance and yet yearning for her company.
He watched her leave, fighting to keep a stupid grin from appearing on his face. He didn't notice when Ryan stepped up beside him until the captain of his personal guard cleared his throat. Killian shook himself and turned to face him.
"Captain, you are starting to garner more than the usual amount of attention that follows a prince of the realm. Your grandmother is expecting you."
Killian sighed and felt his mood turn dark.
"I'd rather not discuss my impending betrothal to one of these hounding harpies."
The discussions were never pleasant, especially since the one woman he had any inclination toward marrying had just walked away, held no land or title, and was not from one of the proper families.
"All right," she said. "What just happened there?"
"Nothing," said Jonah.
"Sure looked like something. For someone you were in such a hurry to talk to, you didn't get many words out."
Jonah gave a big sigh of exasperation and stared at his food. "That's Tiffany Jeskovic. She's very popular."
"She's a real cutie, all right."
Penny started eating. Jonah sighed. "I've wanted to ask her for a date since the first time I saw her here 2 years ago." Okay, I can see that. So what's the problem?
Jonah said sullenly. I have trouble talking to girls.
Penny swallowed her bite of food and shrugged.
Really? You're talking to me?
That's different.
I'm a girl?
Jonah glanced at her. Yes, but...
But what?
I like Tiffany.
Oh, said Penny, as the fork full of meatloaf that was headed toward her mouth suddenly froze in its trajectory.
And you don't like me?
No, said Jonah.